T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get up there and do the show.
All right, it's showtime.
No chicks!
Good morning, everybody. It's the Courtney and Company morning show on Y98.
Courtney's... Your voice got higher, Courtney.
liked it. Courtney's out today. She's taking it easy. Jen is out today. She's in a great deal of pain. Jen had her appendix out.
Both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah. I know. But the point is, neither of them are here. It's guys' night.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're taking things over. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. A lot of good stuff coming up today. Weekend. Lance, good weekend?
Not bad. I mean, I can tell you that the only thing that was on TV the entire weekend was the wedding stuff.
I know.
My wife taped 4 feeds, BBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. And we started with the BBC, then we moved to NBC, and last night we were watching the ABC feed. Well,
she recorded them separately.
Yes, we actually had a shindig at Shea Hildebrand on Saturday afternoon, 1:30. Yes, it was a tape delay royal wedding celebration.
Wow. So people came over.
Yes, they did.
And you really? you knocked them out consecutively. Who had the best coverage of the royal wedding?
Well, I would say the BBC. Okay. I thought the BBC was very good.
The inside scoop.
But am I
correct that there is no video or footage from the actual ceremony? Is that true? Or that has been released yet?
How do you mean? From the wedding ceremony?
What were you watching? Yeah. When you say you're watching coverage, I didn't tune in.
It was hours and hours of roll up to it, and then I thought I saw a wedding.
Yeah, they did the ceremony.
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
And in fact, NBC rebroadcasted it, if you didn't get up like at 3 o'clock to start, they then restarted it again at 9, basically when they got to the church, and they did perform the whole ceremony and all that stuff, and then they did the carriage ride deal. I mean, it was a big deal.
Ceremony was on TV,
yes,
reception,
yes.
all that stuff.
On all the networks. I don't know about this far as the reception, though.
Yeah, I think, now, let's be clear. I did not watch nearly as much as my wife did, okay?
Okay.
But the little bit I did see, I think there was some little snippet that I caught walking into the room where it's like, hey, you can see the people here getting ready for the reception. But I don't know if there was actually any video of that. But they did show, like, people outside. Oh, hey, they're getting ready for the luncheon, the first reception.
Okay.
Because then there was this super exclusive evening reception that only 200 people got to go to.
What if it was only 2 people? That would be really exclusive. Because I assume is where Elton John performed. Because Elton John apparently played 4 songs. Whatever. We're going to get into it. We're going to get a dude's perspective on the royal wedding. So if that's what you're here for, you've come to the right place. Lots of other good stuff coming up. And Kevin, I want to hear about your weekend too. You had 2 things that fascinated you.
Yeah, I actually, for the first time ever, kept score at a ball game. I've never done that.
Baseball game?
Yeah. And,
okay.
I don't know. I think I did okay. But it's hard. I'll tell you this, though. It makes the game less boring, you know, and you don't get a chance to even, you know, think how the game goes. You're just constantly trying to get a number here and do this and do this. And I don't even know how many pitches were thrown or how you count a foul ball.
Lance, I assume you can keep score.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm probably very, very rusty, but yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
And then midway through, I realized I was writing the numbers backwards as far as, like, you know, the bases and who hit what. But anyway, I often tell them they're the hinder, and I believe I hindered my daughter's performance. But I did that, and I also went to a graduation. My nephew Joel graduated yesterday. That was really cool. Graduated with honors. Small ceremony there at Bond County High School number 2.
Sounds great.
Greenville, Illinois. So it was really nice to see that. And Joel is kind of the benchmark of the relationship with my wife. I dated my wife a month before Joel was born, and now we got to watch him graduate. So
wow.
It's kind of a full circle moment.
And you were telling me about the speaker at the graduation?
Yeah, it was really neat. The valedictorian of at at Joel's graduation, it really, I don't know if he was a valedictorian. He was the, because I guess they all just, all these kids are like the honor group. And he got to speak, and he did something where he said, you know, our generation is all about computers and technology. So I Googled how to give a valedictorian speech. And he just kind of went through, you know, step one, thank the parents. Step two, thank your teachers. Step three, thank the administration. Step four, say something nice. You know,
he just read like a Bill Gates speech from 2 years ago.
But it was really quick. I mean, that was the nice thing about it. It was a hot gym, hot ceremony, but under an hour, over about 112 kids graduated, and it was nice to be a part of it.
So it was kind of like a graduation and hot yoga altogether.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good solid.
And I know you had a busy weekend, sir.
I did, yeah. Maybe we'll save that and get into it a little bit, because I got pulled over for one.
Oh, my. Oh,
man. I'll tell you guys. It went a little better than it did last time. So, yeah, a lot of... We'll get to my weekend and lots of other stuff. We're giving out Cardinals tickets. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We'll be giving out Cardinals tickets. We've got your code words for the 12K a day giveaway, your chance to win a little bit of money. Stick around for that. Entertainment Schmig, Millennial Monday, and so much more. So don't go anywhere.
And Lance, you got another check at the roads. How are things looking, sir?
Not bad. I mean, we started off with some damp pavement this morning from a little bit of drizzle overnight. Hopefully that will not continue to be the same.
All right, Uncorked is right around the corner. You're not going to want to miss it because we're going to be there. June 1st and June 2nd, it's all returning downtown to Keener Plaza. This thing's going to be cool. And it's free. You get live music on the Bud Light main stage. Here's some of the artists playing. Matt Nathanson and Plain White Tees are there on Friday night. Matt Carney on Saturday night. I think we've announced a few more, and then there's a ton of local artists too. So it's a full day. Lots of good times. Plenty of delicious food and drink. There'll be all kinds of local vendors there. It's a good time. If you want to upgrade your Uncorked experience, you can get tickets to the Bud Light Party Plaza and the Southern Comfort Side Stage. You can buy those now. So it's like special spot where you get to go. It's kind of exclusive, a little bit more food, stuff like that. You get Sugar Fire Smokehouse, you get Southern Comfort stuff. Obviously, all kinds of opportunities. June 1st and June 2nd. Save it. It's the first sip of summer. St. Louis Uncorked. All the information for Uncorked at Y98.com. And right now, Lance, another look at traffic for you.
Thank you, Tim. It's sponsored by Enterprise.
It's Justin Bieber on Y98. Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Courtney and minus Jen. But you got Tim, Lance, and Kevin here, so everything is going to be all right. And we got your code word for 12K a day coming up in just a little bit.
You know, last week we were talking about that huge controversy about Laurel and Yanny.
Controversy is a strong word.
I know. But I guess it was the viral topic of the week.
People were worked up about it.
Yes, and even the president and even the staff at the White House sent a video about what they heard, and President Trump had a great line about how he heard Covfefe. So, I mean, it was a topic that kind of got us away from, you know, the real worries of life. But here again, what do you hear when I play this?
Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel, and it was all based on audio frequency. Depending on what it was being played from, you might hear Yanny or you might hear Laurel. They were also saying your age determined. If you were younger, most people who were younger heard Yanny. Older people heard Laurel.
That is crazy.
So there's a new controversy from a children's toy that apparently does the same thing.
Because this blew my mind that this was the only, this is the first thing like this that had happened.
Right.
It's like, how are we not coming across these more often?
I guess now people are looking for them. So tell me what you hear with this. Now, this audio is a little more difficult to hear, but tell me what you think you hear.
Brainstorm,
right?
Lance?
I think I hear something at the end. I'm not sure what the first part is, but I hear like needle at the end.
Green needle is the other words that you hear when you hear. Yeah.
Huh.
That's the new controversy.
Do you hear green needle, Lance?
I hear something needle. If you really said what are you hearing for that first part of it, it sounds to me almost like gray. Gray needle is what I'm hearing. Maybe it is more.
Oh, my God. Now I heard it. They also said with this audio, if you think you are hearing either brainstorm, you will hear brainstorm. And if you think you're hearing green needle or gray needle, you will hear that.
Now, hang on. Normally, I only listen with one ear. So let me put both ears of my headphones on. Play it one more time. Maybe I'll hear it differently. Yeah, I don't hear Brainstorm.
What?
No.
Kevin, what do you hear?
Here's what I hear.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I started out, friends.
No. That's cool, mean when she's not here. It's okay. It's okay when she's here. When she's not here.
When she's not here? No.
Brainstorm. No. Wow.
Yeah, I actually heard Green Needle putting it in to the system, and then when we played it on the air, I heard Brainstorm.
Because
so.
Headphones versus regular speakers, yep. There's going to be a new one of these every week now.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, Lance, how are things looking on the road, sir?
Traffic is sponsored by BP Gasoline.
Taylor Swift on Y98. Taylor Swift won Best Female Artist last night at the Billboard Music Awards. We're going to tell you more about that. And we got another Taylor Swift story for you in Schmig that's coming up in just a little bit. We were talking about my weekend. I did shows up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay, it was Iowa. Lance and I were talking Friday, and I couldn't remember. We knew it was a state that began with the letter I.
Yeah. Kevin just sticks to Omaha, I think. Last exactly. time I was going to, or no, I was going to Omaha, and you're like, have fun in Tulsa.
Five letters ends with an A. It's close.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I leave town, just wish me luck in Tulsa, and I think everything will be fine. So I was by myself. A lot of times I'll go open for somebody I know, but this was solo. So, Cedar Rapids is a cool little town, but when you're by yourself, there's only so much to do. So I found myself, there was a pool at the hotel, nice. And I just went swimming by myself, and I realized I'm not a great swimmer. Like, not like I was in danger at any time, but I was thinking to myself, because usually, you know, maybe you're like playing a game in the pool, or you're doing something constructive, but this was purely like recreational swimming. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever just swam in a pool by myself. It was an interesting thing, and I kept thinking, like, this is not very graceful. Like, if somebody, I kept thinking to myself, because there were signs that said, you know, you're not supposed to swim by yourself.
Right, and but no lifeguard on duty, right?
No lifeguard on duty, but I'm 6 feet tall, and the deep end was 5 feet. So I was like, everything, you know, we're
probably going to be okay.
Right. And again, I didn't feel I was in danger at any point in my swimming, but it occurred to me that if there were cameras in here, they would, like, rush someone up there because they would constantly have thought that I was drowning.
Oh, that bad?
Yeah, I don't know how to like gracefully swim. I'm always like, my nose is like just under the water.
I don't know how to swim.
You don't know how to swim?
I have no idea.
Really?
And we were having, it's interesting, I was having this, having a little discussion with my wife yesterday. And I said something, she said, you know, we should do this. And it's like, well, remember, I don't know how to swim. And her reply was, all you have to do is not sink. Yeah.
That's my philosophy on swimming. That's right. Exactly what I thought. So you'll get in pools and stuff. You just don't get out of the shallow end, basically.
It's been ages since I've been in a pool.
Okay.
But yeah, if I were to wander in one, I would just stay in the shallow end and hang out.
I recommend the Doubletree in Cedar Rapids.
Okay, good to know.
I also, I got pulled over. And if you guys remember, I've been pulled over before since I've been on the show, and last time it didn't go well. I was coming from the gym, and it was a bit of a workout, and so I couldn't get it together when the officer came up, and Jen made fun of me because I said I tried to turn it on with a female officer, and I was unable to, and she's like, oh, you were, I think I was going like 20 over or something, and she said, she's like, oh, you're going 20 over, and all I could muster was, wow.
20 over.
And then she just wrote me a ticket. This time I did a little bit better. So the guy pulls me over and he goes, do you know the speed limit here on 10 or whatever I was on? I go, oh no, this is actually my first time on 10. And he goes, you were doing, what was it? He's like, you were doing 70. Oh, he goes, it's 55. And I was like, oh, okay. What was I doing? And he goes, 71. And I go, that's way too fast.
You're not helping yourself.
I said it. No, I did help myself. And he kind of laughed like it was a weird reaction. And he's like, where are you headed? I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. I'm on the road. I'm going from here to here. I've never been on this road before. And he goes, are you going to put me in your act? And I go, why don't we see how the rest of this pans out? And he goes, all right, I'll be right back. Like confused, like he didn't know what to do. And then he's gone for a few minutes. I'm sure ran my plates, saw that, I didn't kill anybody. And then he came back, didn't even give me a warning. He's like, here you go, try to slow down. And I go, oh, thank you so much. And then I reached out the window and I'm like, you're not going to be in my act. And it was all right.
The morning show,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I will be. Yeah, but I don't. He may have family here, but yeah. So nice. So Yeah, I didn't learn a lesson. I'll be speeding next time I'm driving through Cedar Rapids, but no longer in Clayton, because that's where I got my ticket. But anyway, I'll tell you guys about the shows in a little bit, but I did one with Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Which is always an adventure.
Dustin Diamond, right?
Dustin Diamond, yeah. Okay. Nice guy. I've worked with him before. But it's also like the crowds that come out to these shows are, they're not there to like see a stand-up comedy show. They're there to get their picture taken with Screech.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different. Anyway, we'll tell you about that. But before we do that, Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a little bit. Like I said, Taylor Swift and a whole lot more. So stick around for that.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Get out and explore today. I completely agree. Last night, the Billboard Music Awards were on television, hosted by Kelly Clarkson, which I thought was a great choice. Mm-hmm. We've not seen her. I mean, obviously, she's on The Voice right. a bunch and, you know, got famous on American Idol, but not who you would expect. But I thought, what a great choice. And by all accounts, she killed it. Hit it out of the park.
Good.
She got to do songs. She sang. She did a medley of some of the more popular songs of the year, told a lot of jokes, and she was great. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but some pretty cool performances. Janet Jackson got the Icon Award and performed a medley. Nasty, If, and Throb. She did all those. That's Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. Killed it. And then Salt-N-Pepa, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
They were there, did a medley, and kind of stole the show, according to people. They did Push It, Shoop, Let's Talk About Sex. And then En Vogue came out, and they did What a Man. How cool
wow.
is that? Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato performed together. They got a new song called Fall in Line, and they killed it as well. So Billboard Music Awards. All right. Royal Wedding, we covered it a little bit. Lance gave some pretty in-depth analysis, but we haven't talked too much about the fashion. And let's face it, when people tuned in this morning and they heard Lance, Kevin, and Tim, and they knew the Royal Wedding happened, they thought they were going to get some fashion breaks. You guys know about what happened with Oprah's dress?
I heard she had a malfunction. I don't know the whole story, though.
All I can put together is that she had a beige dress that they decided was going to look too white on camera. Which you don't want to wear white to somebody else's wedding. So at the last minute, Stella McCartney, Paul McCartney's daughter, he's a designer. Don't need to tell you that, Kevin. You know what's going
on.
Yeah. They got a bunch of people together and put together a peach ensemble for Oprah.
Okay.
And the day was saved.
Well, good.
Good.
And that's, you know, I mean, because, you know, it's funny. I saw that the actual tradition of wearing white for the bride
uh-huh.
only started with Queen Victoria.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was older. They said most brides wore more colorful outfits. So I think Oprah would have been fine in white, but I get it. I understand where you're coming
from. That's not a wedding I would want to screw up. And then did you see Pippa Middleton's dress?
Yes, and in fact, you can see the picture at Y98.com.
And you should check it out at Y98.com. I had read the headlines that she was dressed like a can of Arizona green tea.
Yep.
And I kind of was like, oh, that's funny. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, oh my God.
It's dead on.
And even if in your head you can't picture an Arizona green tea can, once you see it, you will know. If you see just the dress, you go, oh, yeah, I've seen one of those.
Exactly.
I know exactly what it looks like.
Online, it's a side-by-side comparison, and it's unmistakable. I mean, it looks like she's advertising for Arizona green tea.
It really does. I wonder if she's getting a little kickback, Pippa. You know what I mean? I don't know. And I'm a huge Pippa fan, don't get me wrong. And a huge fan, it turns out, of Arizona iced green tea. So they did a good job. President Trump welcomed First Lady Melania home from the hospital on Saturday with a tweet where he called her Melanie. Just a typo, obviously. He did get roasted for it. That is really, really funny.
You think it's like you want to get it out so quick you didn't double check it? Maybe
yeah.
that's a pet name. Who knows?
No, I think it just auto corrected and he just hits. I think he hits send maybe a little sooner than he should. But he called her Melanie. It's really funny. I'm gonna call her Melanie from now on too. J.J. Watt, if you remember, he plays football for the Houston Texans. He raised a ton of money for victims of Hurricane Harvey last year, and he's now offered to pay for the funerals of the 10 people killed in a high school shooting Friday in Santa Fe, Texas.
That.
So J.J. Watt, a good guy. The box office this weekend, Deadpool 2 ranked in $125 million this weekend, ending the three-week box office reign of Avengers Infinity War. Avengers did come in second, though, 28.7 million.
You saw Deadpool 2 at the sneak screening. Your thoughts? Good film?
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. And I think what you just said, that our pal Mark Reardon said, it's as good as the first. It may not be better, but it is as good. It's a whole lot of fun. I expect that to be on top for a little bit. What else did well? Book Club. Are you familiar with Book Club?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's the one with Candace Bergen and I think Diane Keaton and a few others.
Okay. Jane Fonda, I think, is in
that. That's right. That's right.
And they and Mary Steenburgen, maybe, and they read the 50 Shades books. And then it changes their lives. Anyway.
So which one should you take the kids to? Deadpool 2 or Book Club?
Oh, man. I would do anything not to have to see Book Club. So if I had to bring children to Deadpool 2, I would do it. Anyway, so Deadpool 2 on top, and I expect it to be. I'm going today to see the Han Solo movie.
Oh, that's right.
Phew. So I think that'll probably dethrone Deadpool, but it was a good run. You guys got to see it.
Okay.
Do I need to see the first one first?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you should.
Just checking.
It's a quality film.
Okay.
You should see it, but what else do we got? How about this? Okay. We talked about this not too long ago. Earth, Wind, and Fire, the song September. It's a classic. We can hear a little clip of that, right?
There you go.
It pumps you up. It puts you in a good mood. It makes everything okay. Well, Taylor Swift recently released an acoustic version, and it kind of sounds like this. It's a Taylor Swift version. She slowed it down. She took it easy. Well, apparently, at least one of the songwriters of that original song, this woman named Allie Willis, she wrote the song with the guys from Earth, Wind, and Fire. she just weighed in on Taylor Swift's version, saying, "It sounds as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of Valium."
Wow.
That's very descriptive.
You can tell she's a good writer. She has a way with words. It's very, very impressive. Anyway, that's what she thought. So we'll post that quote and maybe both versions. They'll be up at Y98.com. That is your entertainment schmig.
Lance, how are things looking right now this morning? I know things started off a little dicey. The roads aren't super wet, but with thunderstorms likely in the forecast,
Rhett Rhodes. Didn't he play for the Atlanta Braves back in the day? Rhett Rhodes.
A wrestler, too,
but
believe,
wet roads make break things. Uh-oh. How are things going?
Well, traffic is sponsored by Allstate. Just got a new crash reported in the Eureka area.
Portugal the Man on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show with Tim Convey, Kevin, and Lance.
No chicks!
I really liked it. Coming up, we're giving away Cardinals tickets, so don't go anywhere. Also, in about 10 minutes, we will have your first code word for the 12K a day giveaway, and you can win $1,000. All right, so I was telling you guys about my weekend up in Cedar Rapids. I did shows. The first show up there was this casino show, and casino shows are always a little bit weird, and this one in particular, I don't know if you guys remember, but Wednesday when I was in here, I was a little bit stressed about it because I had to be clean. I had to do 30 minutes.
Right.
Clean, like PG-13, the contract said, and they made a big deal out of it. And that's, I'm not, my stand-up is not filthy by any means, but I also wouldn't describe it as PG-13. So I was a little bit anxious about it. So I get to the casino, I meet the headliner. This guy, Larry Reeb, is this old Chicago comic. He's kind of a legend, smokes a cigar, and he's everything you want out of this old school comedian. And I'm like, hey, so what's the deal? Do I need to be clean? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, they don't want you to say the F word here. And he's kind of going on and he's explaining it to me. And the timing of this was perfect. Then we turn the corner, walk into the green room. He's like, oh, here's the green room. And this guy stands up, puts his hand out and says, hey, I'm your host. And is wearing a t-shirt that says, still alive, truckers, but it didn't say truckers. Right as he's telling me I have to be squeaky clean on stage. And so we both just start laughing. And I'm like, so I guess I don't have to be PG-13. And then the kid starts explaining. So then this opener that we had, this kid, he's about 25 years old, explains that about a month before, he had 7 strokes over 2 days, and this is his first show back.
Whoa.
And he's talking about how he's still, and he was telling the story. He went in at first, and they're like, oh, it's just, you're getting migraines, and they sent him home, and then more things started happening. His vision went away.
Whoa.
Sad story, but he's going to be completely fine, But again, I just said he's going to be completely fine. He's still in the recovery process and thought it was a good idea to get up and do stand-up comedy. So he's sitting there telling us that his memory is still coming back and some of his motor skills, all these things that I would say are somewhat necessary to get up in front of a bunch of people and perform jokes. So he went out there in his shirt that had just a huge F word across it. And the casino crowd, it's not exactly like families, but it's just, you know, people who aren't necessarily used to comedy shows. They're a little bit older, right, and then they're out gambling, having a good time. And we're in the middle of Iowa, so it's just not the place you want to wear that shirt. And he goes out and just bombed. I mean, like I've never seen. But then kept telling him, he was like, remember, guys, I just had a stroke. I just had 7 strokes. Like telling them, and they were sympathetic. But he was a nice kid. It was a good time. So then the next night was the show with Screech, right? Dustin Diamond, who plays Screech. That's right. And I've worked with him before, and we're kind of buddies. He's excited to see me, and I don't drink, and he knows that I don't drink. And he made a big deal from stage saying, oh, Tim's going to take his first shot tonight, which is dumb.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to start drinking on a Dustin Diamond show. Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
It's not going to be the momentous occasion where it
right,
starts.
Come on.
Exactly. But I guess he's on stage and he kind of runs out of steam, and that's like the best he can do. He's talking about what great friends we are, which isn't, you know, completely accurate. And Tim's going to take a shot. Tim's going to take a shot. So then after the show, everybody gathers around him because people can't wait to
watch you take a shot.
Well, no, they can't wait to have a picture taken with him. They didn't care. Right. No one cared about that. I don't know why he thought anyone would care about that. But he makes a big deal out of it. And he's like, oh, Shannon from the bar has a shot for you. And he kind of gives me a wink, right? And then Shannon hands me the shot and she winks too, and I'm like, I get it, guys. It's just water, not you know, they're, but they think I'm gonna make a big deal out of it. So I go up and I'm by Screech, and all the whole crowd, everybody's there, and I take a sip, and it's just water. But I decide to sell it, you know, like somebody who never had a drink before, they're gonna freak out a little bit. So I sort of stumbled and you know, I gave like a cough, like I really went after it, guys. I got some skills.
You're selling it, yeah.
And then Screech thought there had been maybe somebody had screwed up, so he goes, "Oh my God, what happened? You took the wrong. I'm so sorry." And puts his hand on my shoulder, and then I try to give him a wink, but he is panicking because he thinks he just gave me my first ever shot of alcohol. And then he freaked out so bad that I had to break it. And I go, dude, you're not the only actor on the show tonight, Dustin. I can handle this. You think I can't go toe-to-toe with Mario Lopez in a scene? I can. And I will. Anyway, people enjoyed it. It was a good time. More music. We'll be back in just a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.